My full name is Hugo Alexander Cruz Machado. So I have two names and two last names. So I was born in October 1987. So I came to the United States in February 6, 2019. So it's been 3 years. I left Cuba because I didn't like the way that was going, especially with economics. Like, I just was having a hard time with being able to find things that I need for my day by day. It was a very hard time with my mom and my dad. I think after maybe 4 years thinking about it, my mom, my dad, and me, we got to this decision, like, well, it's going to be hard and everything, but we want you to live because we don't think there is a better future for you here. My first day in Pittsburgh was February 7th. I had a conversation with my mom and I was crying because, you know, I knew I won't be able to go back in a long time. And right now I'm able to go back. And it's been 3 years and I'm planning to go back this year for sure, you know, see my family and all that. So I'm coming from a very music family. My dad, he plays violin. My dad's uncle was a very famous singer in Cuba in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I think I didn't choose music. I think music chose me because when I was like 5 or 6, my dad already had like a little violin for me. And I didn't want to play violin. At that time, I didn't feel in love with music. And wasn't until I was 15, I started in this journey of music. I went to the university. I didn't have to pay too much money to be into the university. I had to be able to pass the exams because in Cuba, you can have all the money you want. But if you mess it up with the exams you have to make to do to get in, you will never get in. It would be very hard to count all the bands that I've been playing, but they've been more than 40, that's for sure. I've been playing like a lot of different genres of music. And when you listen to my new album, you will feel all of that there. One thing that really surprised me about Pittsburgh is the biggest jazz history that Pittsburgh has. It's very interesting moving to Pittsburgh and knowing the person that created the rhythm for American jazz music. He's from Pittsburgh. His name is Art Blakey. We have so many dates that are related to the revolution of Cuba. So January 1st is a big, big day for Cubans today because it was the day where the revolution got the power and started doing so many great programs to help people that at that time they were not helped from the government that was before Fidel. When somebody does something that is so big, you will never get everybody agreeing with you. Why? Because they don't share the same life experience that you have. So many people that were not in a very good place before January 59, they really appreciate what Fidel did because Fidel opened the schools for everybody to go to school. Fidel opened the hospitals for everybody to be able to go to the hospital without paying any penny. Fidel educated so many people in the rural parts of Cuba. They weren't able to go to school. And he did like so many great things that some people today appreciate and some others they don't because they have their own mindset. They think different and that's okay. Sometimes you have to put yourself with the majority of the people and see what is the best, not just for you. It's like for everybody.